Good morning. Carl is en route to Sacramento for the Citizen Advisory Council for the Highway Patrol, and he's on a board there, so he's en route. And we're going to be covering a lot of things this morning. We're going to be talking about this Mueller report and taking call-ins and just discussing a lot of things that are going on in the North State. And at 8 o'clock, we have Celestine Travers coming in. I know that Carl was a little bit disappointed not to be here because he had a lot of things to cover with her regarding the veterans. But we'll talk about that at the 8 o'clock hour because there are a couple questions and answer period things that we're going to go on with her. But first, let's do a look at the weather.
Well, it's 77 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 104. Low tonight of 72. Again tomorrow on Thursday, 104 and a low of 74. Friday, 103 and a low of 74. And darn, by Saturday, we're looking at 109. Mm. 2 days in a row, Saturday and Sunday. Getting down to the mid-70s. And then on Monday, getting still clear up to 104. So we're just looking at that can't breathe kind of heat coming at you for the next few days. So stay hydrated. Try to stay cool and find water. But be sure you have your life vest with you and are safe all the time. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Speaking of life vests, you know, yesterday I wanted to share with you, and I know I heard Carl en route. I'm in shooting a movie. And I followed them to a location shoot yesterday, which is in the most beautiful, oh my God, here we are in Reading, how many years? Again, this is what we talk about, going up to Mount Lassen, going to different areas that we live right here and we just don't go and look and see
all the things that are here.
Oh my gosh. So this was like, and I couldn't figure out who the people were that were in this location, and it was Castle Lake.
Yes, beautiful spot.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so we, let's see. So we, I drove Carl's truck because I wasn't really sure. I don't do well riding in cars in group, big groups and with others. I just, you know, I feel trapped. So I drove, I said, I hope you don't mind. I mean, I'll cover the gas and everything. I'm just going to take my own truck. Anybody can ride with me. Anyway, so we went up, and of course, I'd never been in this area. I'd been right. We went right past the Mount Shasta Resort.
Mm-hmm.
We went past that creek, past the, you know, got on the road, and then we went up the winding hills. It was a beautiful drive, and got up to the lake, and went around the corner, and it was, you know, you learn a lot about people, and people, why are you doing this? It's a slasher film, by the way, you know, and why are you doing this? And I think it's because I like to be challenged, and this makes me stretch my brain, like memorizing lines, going on location, trying to be present. You know, you have to really be focused and present in these kinds of in this kind of environment.
Sounds exciting.
So that's why I do it. And the director is Rene Perez, and he gave me a call. But the last film that he did is going to be released in theaters. So I did that. We did that above. Oh, gosh, we did that above French Gulch right after the fires, which is very moonscape. And like I said, there's slasher films, so there's, you know, people getting their heads, you know, just whatever. There's a whole art form and a cult to that. And so I look at it like, okay, I can stay in my lane and just pretend that, you know, I just think it's interesting to see.
But what kind of a role do you play in it? You're obviously not one of the slicers or slicers.
No, I play an evil media executive.
Oh, okay.
And last time I played like a bitchy lawyer. So I'm cast as like the, you know, the sinister,
okay.
You know, kind of like, anyway. So it doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, okay, the minister thing or the media thing there, yeah, that was pretty close. I got that.
But Castle Lake was just absolutely beautiful. So I think the guy that comes, Nick, that comes and cleans the windows, he talked about he's on the shows here on the weekend. You know Nick, and he is very much a very vital part of our community. When I say he comes, because you know he talked about the day he came and said, "Ah, I do that on the site." He can't. Don't know. Windows look fabulous. He talked about how he would go up there with kayaking, and there was a lake that he talked about. I don't know if this was the lake, but I can only imagine how fabulous this lake is on a full moon.
Yeah. Oh. You know, we have so many of those glorious waterways tucked around, little streams, little areas all over Shasta County that are just incredible. One of the things that when I first got on the board, and I like to tell this story because I always say you can't do anything. There isn't anything you can do all by yourself when you're on one of those boards.
By the way.
So we're looking at three votes to make anything happen. Well, one of the things that was an issue with me when I first moved to Shasta County, constantly passing these little streams. And what is the name of that stream? And none of them were marked. They weren't designated, so you didn't know what stream you were crossing. I went through four public work directors before I could finally get them, because every time I talked to them, they'd come up with, "Oh, no, we don't want to name bridges because everybody gets involved, wants to name them after their uncle, blah, blah, blah." And I said, no, I don't want to name the bridge. I want to identify the creek. Anyway, I started with Dick Curry, went through Bill Lyman, Ron Hill, finally got to Pat Minturn, and he said, "What a good idea. We can do that." So we had a designation of the size. It had to be a certain amount before a certain volume before we could put a name on it. But all those signs that you see as you cross all the creeks and waterways in Shasta County, I did all by myself without a vote of the supervisors at all.
I love it.
We just started it. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. See, that's the adventure spirit that you have. We were talking earlier, and I can't wait to go into this into the next segment as well. Before we get into Mueller Report and all the other things, when I turn on the news or plug in, I just go, "Oh, I was watching it this morning." It's your adventurous spirit. You get in your car and your RV and you have no problem. And the reason I'm bringing this up, well, it definitely coincides with what we're talking about.
Right.
Is that I have another lady friend who has a ranch up in the hills, and she has a girl day. And three of those gals that are her age, close to our age, you know what I mean? Because we're in the ish. I don't even, we're friends who are in the ish. I don't
right.
know. Don't want to drive that drive.
I know.
Don't want to drive over the hill by myself.
Don't want to be out late at night.
Got to get home before dark.
I'm worried about going around those mountain roads.
Yeah.
Smack.
Well, where's the sheriff? We need the sheriff to get over it. Remember, she smacked me.
Get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know. I love my RV. As a lot of you know, I've been across the United States three times, different routes, 2 months at a time, and every state, and it's been an absolute delight. I generally have someone with me, but not always.
Right.
Depending upon what my destination is, am I going to meet friends? It's not a lot of fun to sightsee by yourself and do that.
Right.
But if I have a destination, as I do now, I'm leaving after the show this morning, I'm going to Twin Falls, Idaho, where I was born, and unfortunately not for a great trip. I was going up next month to visit the friend who unfortunately just passed away last Saturday. So, you can't fly there easily. If to fly to Twin Falls, Idaho, I have to fly from here to San Francisco to Salt Lake to Twin Falls. It's a big hassle.
Right.
It's really just easier to get in my RV.
Right.
Because then I can park right at Roger and Brenda's home.
Right.
Be with the family, but still have my own space.
Right. I think it's fantastic.
And it's a 10-hour drive, a good book on tape. You're going to pay a lot of attention to when you're going through Nevada because it's a boring straight shot. But
I love it.
Anyway, so, it's
and I think that I think it's wonderful. And this speaks volumes about you embracing life. Let's take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Of course, oh my gosh, do you want to worship them right now? Especially if you have had your filters cleaned and you're up on it. But if not, get on the list because, of course, we know it's going to be 107. Alliance Heating and Air, they also, they've done all of our work as well as putting in the constant water heater, which I love because I used to have to boil my water before I fill up my bathtub because my house and our house is from the 40s. Alliance Heating Air, homecomfort.org. We're going to take a break here on KCNR. Let's do our station identification. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Trish Clark and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. Cause I've heard it all before. And I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than an Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
She's a lady. She's a lady.
And welcome back.
Talking about.
Oh my God, Tom Jones.
Yeah, love
you know
that.
What? He still rocks it hard. And I don't know what his age is, but he's still got the blue eyed soul boy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gosh, you know what? You can imagine how the girls were.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. You know, I haven't seen him in a long time, but I. Yeah, be interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, he had that Elvis.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Women would throw their panties.
I never felt that urge. I'm not. I don't know.
I never have done anything like. But I, you know, I've been present.
Yeah.
While, yeah. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Poor Judy, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance financial needs under one roof, helping family, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. All right. So we were talking at the break. We were talking about travel and what it is to. I'm just going to step back a minute because I remember when I performed in Africa and I performed in Hong Kong, I was a single woman. And I'm just sharing this is because, how can you? Oh, my God. And I went into Europe. We were at war and the bombings. And I thought, you know what? I could step off that pavement sidewalk tomorrow, off the step, and be killed. Any minute. Death is at your door, and that's the truth. And I live my life like that.
I am absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, convinced that when it's my time, it's my time.
Right.
I've been in four different situations in my life where I should have.
Right.
I didn't. It isn't going to make any difference where I am when my number comes up. Now, I don't live my life recklessly.
Right, right.
And I'm sure that I could change that fate
right.
if I went out and did something really stupid.
Right.
But I, absolutely, a day at a time, you take caution. I'm careful when I do things. But I'm going to live my life.
Right. So, you know, I think that, you know, yesterday being in nature like that, it just absolutely plug in. I get that spirit, that inner spirit. Like, I'm so happy. I was watching the, she was telling me what they were. They're stellar jays. There were so many blue jays with the big black.
Yeah.
They were all over the lake area, and they're very aggressive. And aggressive with each other, you know, like, because they're going to be territorial, like, their backpacks down there. So we're going to get in there and see if we can get any snacks, you know. But situational awareness is what, you know, what Carl teaches and what they teach in these classes as mm-hmm. far as be aware
of
your
surroundings.
And be nice on the road. Like, if somebody's going to be a ass and want to run you off, or not even intentionally because there could be high, whatever it is, just go slower and let them go around you. Why not?
As I drive, I have to do that. Well, for first off, it's driving the RV. It's a little dynamic because it's not. I don't. It's like driving a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
I have to remind myself how high I am. The length is not so much, but I really have to remind myself how high I am as far as tree clearance and bridge clearance.
Yes.
Those things. But I'm just very cautious and look three times before I make a move and what have you. But you're right. You don't get into the road rage thing. It was kind of humbling at the beginning, especially when you're having to do 55 in California because you're towing. And learning to let everybody pass you, even the trucks, because you're the only one going 55. But I do that.
Because you tow?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Not when I'm by myself.
Now, when you go to Idaho, you won't be towing.
I won't tow, and I can do it fine by myself, and I can hook it up and unhook it. The issue with towing is, generally speaking, when you get in trouble, you have to unhook, because you can't back up
right.
when you're towing with an RV any distance. You can back up a little, but you can't. So generally, you've done something, you've tried to make a turn, you're in a position where you have to back up. And so you have to unhook the car. Whoops, now you're one driver and two vehicles that are separated, and that causes all kinds of problems.
Mm.
So I don't generally tow when I'm by myself.
Well, what I was trying to do yesterday, which, you know, I have the stupid, and I'm going to say stupid, but I'm the one that's probably not geared up to really use this new i10. Well, actually, I had it in the box since Christmas. Because we both had, they have this deal where you both can get it. So now we have three phones. But, so with my i7, you could press a button in the front and it would call Siri. I called 911 yesterday.
Was that
weird? No, because I thought it was turning it off. And I was flipping out because Carl doesn't have, you know, he's got, doesn't have the handheld thing or the hands-free thing in the car. And the people I was following, getting back to following people, there's a lot of road construction, and I want everybody that's listening to make sure you adhere to when it says 55, go 55. I'm trying to follow these people, and they're going 70 through. I was trying to call them. You guys, we've had people on our show. These are $700 to $900 tickets. Do not go. There's no rush.
Yeah.
55, stay in the slow lane and go, you know, because we left from Anderson and went up there. So it's probably three or four different road construction areas. People zooming through. So anyway, I'm sitting there trying to turn my phone. I can't figure, it's not, that button's not there. So it's just, it's wiggy. So I call 911 and I'm thinking it's going, buh, buh. And I'm sitting there crossing the bridge. Okay, I shouldn't be on my phone. I could get a ticket for being on my phone trying to warn them to not go so fast. So 911, she goes, 911 is an emergency. I said, tell me how many, start to have a conversation. Tell me how many people with an I-10 have called you by mistake? Oh, I'm sorry. You need to go save lives. I'm not an emergency. Thank you. I was so blonde. I was bottle blonde. I was totally bottle blonde in that moment.
You know, absolutely, and my girlfriends and I have, we have a blonde moment. When, you know, it's funny, you go, oh, that was so blonde.
Oh, my gosh.
A blonde moment.
Yes.
Bottle blonde, I like
bottle
that.
Bottle blonde.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so let's talk about the molar, because I'm putting my glasses on, so I'm sorry, I just hit the microphone. Before we left this morning, because Carl was on his way, you know, to go down to Sacramento, I turn on the molar report, and... just disgusting.
You know, the sad part of that whole thing is when he delivered his report and made his final comments, and he didn't need to come on that last time and make his statement, but what his statement, his final here-it-is statement to me said, okay, Congress, I couldn't find anything, but I want you to go in and impeach him on what I was looking for.
That's exactly what I'm hearing this morning.
But he laid it out there, so it gave them that opportunity to go in and kill. Now, then he tried to get out of it. He thought he could walk away and not have to do it again.
Well, let me tell you, this is the feeling of watching it for 20, 30 minutes this morning. The vultures are picking the dead meat. Visualize that. They're getting their bit of ripping the dead carcass and flying off, but they had their 5 minutes to rip him. And he, I'm sorry, reminds me of somebody who's lost in the dark. What? And they're going, isn't it on page 232 and again in the first report that you said, but now, how? It's a 448-page report. And anyway, it just... I mean, if you're watching that, I hope people are calling in, because if you're watching that, tell me if it's not pathetic.
Well, I have to say that whatever he's getting, he deserves that more. But having said that, I don't know what he expected. He should have just said, I'm not coming back to talk. He didn't have to. They gave him plenty of outs. But he didn't choose to take them. And quite frankly, I hope that they get him so rattled that he changes his story and he ends up committing perjury or some kind of a crime and he ends up in jail, because that's where he should have been from the report to begin with. We do have a call.
We do have a call, but we have to take a quick break. Can we make it? Go ahead and ask on this side, Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yes. Good morning, ladies. This whole thing with the Mueller testimony today, this is nothing but a diversion by the Congress to make it look like they're doing something, because they haven't done a damn thing in 2.5 years.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Well, we're going to talk more about this, Chris, on the other line, at the other side, but we do have to take a break for 7:30, and thanks for that. We're going to take calls, too, about are people feeling outraged? Are you in agreement? You know, and hopefully we hear have a couple Democrats call in. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things are to be. Tonight, I don't mind you
switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When it's running down my country, man, they're walking on the fight beside me.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Stay tuned for an important message for conservative Republican voters.
This is former California Republican Party Chairman Jim Brulte, and I'm on your radio today supporting Assembly candidate Megan Dolley. Megan Dolley is the kind of Reagan Republican we need, a no-nonsense conservative. Megan is tough, smart. She's got real-world experience as a small businesswoman. You can count on Megan Dolley to do what's right for the North State.
I'm Republican Megan Dolley. I've spent my whole life here in the North State. I'm a farmer, wife, and mother. I strongly oppose overregulation and higher taxes, and I will vote to protect Prop 13. I'll fight to secure our border and end the sanctuary state policies that protect illegal alien criminals. In the Assembly, I'll work as hard for the North State as I do for my own family. We are strong together.
Ad paid for by Megan Dolley for Assembly.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott, and Carl is on his way to Sacramento for the California Citizens Advisory Board, where he is going to be meeting other citizens across the state of California.
And I'm here this morning because I don't get to come in on Thursday. I'm heading out of town, and so Carl and Linda were gracious enough to have me come in this morning, and I love it.
I love it when we can do this together. Let me do a shout-out to one of our sponsors, River Common Senior Living. Northern California's premier retirement community, surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities. The beautifully designed community is located near Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Sundial Bridge. So check out River Common Senior Living. At the break, you know, we should have a show on the break. Just the breaks at KCNR. But Chris called earlier before our break and was talking about the diversion of what's happening with the Mueller report. And you were mentioning something that when you were running for office, now how did you dispute, because there were people on the panel this morning, I guess Congress, whatever you want to call these people that were...
I've got a lot of names for them.
I know,
Congressman.
So isn't it true? And, you know, he... In fact, we're flipping around here to different websites, and they're saying that he's... Mueller is mumbling and stumbling, and he looks like... it's a 448 page when they say, on page... And these guys are so practiced. In fact, if you heard Mark Levin's show yesterday, he went on about how they've been practicing and studying. They have 5 minutes to go in, and they're like torpedo shots.
Yeah.
This guy has already lost a couple legs and a couple arms and his head.
They're creating a record to go back to of putting everything in there they want.
In 5 minutes, they can rip him a new one. And he's like, huh? What? Huh? And it's the truth. I mean, I saw that this morning, and I pitied him.
The thing we were talking about on the break, and you indicated that Trump's reaction to things, when you are accused of a total fabricated, it's very difficult to defend. If they uncover something that's actually true about you, then that's pretty good to kind of explain, okay,
right,
this is how that happened, blah, blah, blah. When they come up, like my example was, when I was running for office one time, and those of you who know me well know how ludicrous this is, my opponent came up with a document and was all over Shasta County and in every establishment and gun group in the world that ever since I'd been involved in politics and in Shasta County, I'd been trying to outlaw guns. Can you imagine in Shasta County what, and I went, well, gosh,
that's just a pure lie.
Well, it's just a pure lie, but it spread like wildfire,
right,
and that was a huge challenge. My reaction was, well, that's it. The race is over. I don't know how I dig my way out of that.
That's just a bad rumor.
But when it's a total fabric, I mean, I had an FFL license. I carry a concealed weapon. I have for years. I'm a hunter. I'm a fisherman. What a stupid thing to say. And yet, those people who didn't know me, and in Shasta County, they went, oh, well, you don't want any part of her. So... Well, that was my explanation
right
for how Trump reacted when they're throwing all of these lies out, and he leans back in his chair and says, well, that's it. How do you get beyond that? That's supposed to, you know. So for the Republicans, they need to be honing in on him and asking him, how come he didn't go after the report that got them the FISA report, the hearings and passes, so that they could go and do the wiretapping? How come his charge was to look at all the things that had to do with that Russia investigation? How come he didn't total on any of those? I'm hopeful that the statement that came out yesterday by the department, that he couldn't talk about anything that wasn't in the report, doesn't prohibit the Republicans from going after what they need.
Well, I'd be curious, again, if you want to call us up this morning at 605-4567 and let us know, have you been watching? Did you turn it off after 5 minutes? Is it a guilty pleasure? How do you really feel about all of this? And of course, that's the headlines. Wherever we're going to any website, let's go into what else is in the headlines. And of course, this is CNN.
God help us. Yeah.
Well, I go with the top five things because
right,
that's pretty central. People at one time used to think CNN was more libertarian, but I'm not really sure anymore that where we can really go for a source that
you can find out that is what people are talking about, whether it's factual or true, it is what they're talking about.
So Boris Johnson, UK Prime Minister, will officially take up the mantle today in the UK. Here's how it's going to go down. Theresa May will make her last appearance as PM before formally resigning in front of the Queen. Then the Queen will ask Johnson if he's capable of performing a government. When he confirms, she will invite him to be Britain's next leader. In the next few days, Johnson is expected to sweep out most of May's cabinet and replace them with his own appointments. So there you go with that.
Pretty much exactly what happens in any jurisdiction. I mean, they do things a whole lot more swiftly in the UK than we do in the United States, and they literally... many years ago, Molly Wilson and I and Nancy Buffum were in England when John, Margaret Thatcher, who replaced...
I know who you're talking about. I know, just totally dropped me.
At any rate, I mean, in a moment, the change was made.
Yes.
She was in front of them the first day we were there, Major, John Major. And we were there for his first address to Congress after taking over for Margaret Thatcher. And I mean, they literally, we watched them move the people
boom.
In and out of Downing Street.
Boom.
That's how quickly it happened.
Okay, Puerto Rico, speaking of resignations, Puerto Rico's embattled Governor Ricardo Rosello is expected to resign today after more than a week of protests that have rocked the capital of city of San Juan. The dominoes began to fall yesterday when Rosello's chief of staff handed in his resignation, citing the welfare of his family amid the ongoing unrest.
Boy, you know, I don't keep up on Puerto Rico very much to where I can, I don't pay that much attention, and that's kind of bad because they are a part of our country, if you will. But I don't have any idea. Is he a good guy or a bad guy? Do you know?
I really don't know, but I want to go into this one because this has always been something that's interest me about the sonic attacks that happened. Do you have something?
Well, I wanted to add to that. It looks like we've had quite a few people visiting other countries that are ending up dying and they can't figure out what's wrong. And now even Puerto Rico has been mentioned. The Dominican Republic is also another one. And, you know, as Linda mentioned, you know, she's talking about these sonic attacks that have happened in the past. Well, now they're saying it could be tainted alcohol.
We did a report on the tainted alcohol.
Yes, we talked about that. And that was also involved Puerto Rico. They're saying the problem that I have with what is coming out of the Dominican Republic is it isn't just the alcohol. People have been dying after drinking a soda. Or
yes.
a water.
Yes.
And so, you know, this is just kind of a travel advisory. Folks, know what you're opening. And it's hard to tell. I mean, what do you do?
Is there a solution?
Because you two have traveled the world.
Well, when you think about it, in my time, it was don't drink ice. Don't drink water.
Right,
don't
yes.
put your mouth under the water of the faucet when you're taking a shower.
But these are in containers.
These are in containers. So it's been Coke, like you said. And then we went through a list of three or four different kinds of tequilas and alcohol that are being shipped all over the place.
Well, so are the residents in these places dying in the...
Tourists.
Well, but we know that the tourists, but is it a targeted effort towards tourists, or is this just something that's happening in these countries and we're stumbling into them?
No, I believe this is just basically targeting tourists.
Okay, so on the cubic sonic attacks, no one knows what's behind the sonic attacks experienced by U.S. government personnel in Havana, Cuba, starting in late 2016. But a study published yesterday says the attacks literally changed the victims' brains. MRI brain scans from 40 patients showed similar changes in different parts of the brain related to auditory, visual, and motion processing. Researchers said the changes didn't fit a pattern of a specific disorder, but did resemble clinical symptoms which are concussion-like. So I remember when they had to, like, the American embassy, or they were over there in kind of an embassy-like situation, and it's all happened within a period of a week. Their brains were like, is this some kind of, what do you want to call it, when you're testing out?
We have determined for many years that way back to World War II, that they're never going to attack the United States in a manner with guns. They're not going to come in here and try to take us over like they would any other country, mainly because we just have too many guns for them to do it, and they're spread out too far and wide. So there are all kinds of other ways that they're going to take us out. I've always said
sonic weapon, man.
Sonic weapon. Well, my thing is the power grid. If they can figure out a way to get us the power grid, look at where you leave us. The world is helpless without power. Not a lot of people are prepared to go forward with that. I'm prepared.
You are prepared. We talked about that. You have your generator up and go because of the rolling blackouts. The fact that you could be gone at periods of time when you take your trips.
Right.
And the rolling blackout with PG&E, what do you do? Your lawn goes dead, your food gets spoiled. You've got friends that come over and house that.
Well, but they can't do a thing about any of those things. If you can't get water, you can't get water.
And then
I'm still on a well. So
So the generator makes the whole thing happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, you're going to love this before we take our break. Kellogg's is pairing with a wine company to offer a Cheez-It and boxed wine combo. How fun is that?
Well, there you go.
So, you know, you're going to just pick one box up, Cheez-Its and wine. Same box.
Okay.
Brilliant, Kellogg's.
Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything? Somebody's got to do something, because I don't even know if they can put Heroes on the front of the, you know, remember the Wheaties and stuff like that?
Oh, I know, yeah.
Who's on the front? You know, you used to read the box of the Hero. I don't even know if they're doing that anymore, because I don't really buy them. But I'm telling you, I'm going to buy that.
Well, they can't do it because they can't figure out how to generalize the term Hero.
Is it a he? Is it a she?
Is it a Shiro?
I'm not a Shiro. Okay, on that note, we got to take a break. KCNR 96.5 FM, this is Trish Clark and Linda Bott at the helm, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be
Welcome
mine?
Welcome back to KCNR.
I have all
96.5 FM, and you know what? That's old school that makes our hearts feel warm because there was positive energy. What our world was like in those days, and wish that we had some more of that right now.
Good education, good, all the things that we're talking about now with all of the racist charges and all of those things. Mr. Rogers had a way of teaching our children all of those good lessons and making everything okay without ever getting to an argument with anybody about it.
And we recently saw a documentary before this news came out that Tom Hanks brings a late TV icon back to the theater with the film. It's based on an article written by journalist Tom Juno, played by the American Emmy winner Matthew Rhys, that centered on the TV star Fred Rogers and the ensuing friendship of the two formed before Rogers' death in 2003. Trailer starts with Hank singing Rogers' iconic theme song, and they just sit down to the interview. We're trying to give the world a positive way of dealing with their feelings, Hank says. There's so many things you can do. You can play all the lowest keys on the piano at the same time.
Yeah.
And so what we don't realize about this gentleman who played Mr. Rogers was that he played the piano, he wrote every script, he directed everything, it was really his life. He was a true humanitarian.
Yes.
And I hope that this movie shows that. Everybody's got their faults. Everybody has their weird, everybody's got some weird about him. So I'm hoping that they're going to show just what an incredible human being and his life's piece of his work that went on forever. And you were saying that you took your son to see him in person.
When we were in Southern California, he came around and they would have a day, and we went over and were able to actually sit and speak with him, and the kids got to talk with him. A small group, little group. And he did several during the day so that all the children were close together, and we got to meet Mr. McFeely, and we got to meet all of the different people and visit the neighborhood and walk around. And yeah, it was exciting. Legoland also has a Mr. Rogers segment.
Oh, do they?
And it was funny because my grandsons didn't identify so much with that as much as my son would.
Right.
Because, you know, Rick was in that age group where...
But you said he watched it religiously.
Oh, that was part of life. I mean, they knew exactly what time that show came on,
That's great.
They were getting ready to do that right
That's
now.
That's great, yeah. Do you remember a Captain Kangaroo?
Yes, I do.
So he was out of Sacramento, and I'll never forget as a kid, on my birthday, my mother had somehow sent in something, and he announced, you know, happy birthday, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we do that. If you could get in, you know, I think probably do three or four of those. But I always felt really special because Captain Kangaroo wished me happy birthday. So those were good things. Those were good times. And I'm wondering today, because I don't have youngins.
Well, I'll tell you what they're doing today. I don't want my kids involved. And if I had a little one now, I don't think I'd be letting them listen to any of that stuff that's out there.
Because
now it's all about... Don't have them identify, figure out what sex you are. Don't tell them. Let them figure it out as they grow up. Excuse me? I think God decided that when I was born. But anyway, no, there's a lot of stuff out there that I listen to and go, oh my God, those poor little kids, their minds are going to be so jumbled thinking about all of these things they shouldn't even be dealing with until they're way, way older than they are. And they start at like, oh, zero to what? Zero to five, I think.
Well, these people that I was associating with yesterday homeschool their kids.
There you go.
They homeschool their kids. One of the things that, you know, of course, we are big supporters of Turtle Bay, and I do have a couple passes that if family passes that I could give away. If you want to call, I'm going to give those away today. There's a new Science of Fear Goosebumps, and I love Turtle Bay because that's where you can go get the lorikeets and look at the bears and their animal shows, and it's still old-school charm. So this is experiencing the universal and powerful emotion of fear in Turtle Bay Explorations Park immersive blockbuster exhibition called Goosebumps. And we'd encourage you to go out there, and visitors can explore the facial expressions of fear and other emotions, play the freeze game, an immersive interactive video installation where you learn how animals survive in their natural environment, and meet Mr. Goosebumps, a larger-than-life character that illustrates how the body and brain work together and respond to danger. So there's a lot of science and nature and things out at Turtle Bay. So if you give us a call right now at 605-4567, our producer Sue will stand by and I can give you a couple. In fact, I'll give you 4 Turtle Bay passes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right, so coming up at the 8 o'clock hour in just about 4 minutes is Celestine Travis, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on with the veterans. But here's something that's really new, and I'm very happy because I think this is really positive. And I can't exactly tell you verbatim what it is, but I know it's in the works, and I don't know if it's implemented, and we can ask her, but that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing a huge outreach with the veterans. And the veterans have been really disgusted and upset with some of the things with the lack of what they can get at the VA, and they have to go to San Francisco, and they have to go. We had it happen with a dear friend of ours.
They have to go to Martinez there in Southern California. Absolutely. Can't get back. All those things, and the president has been working ever since he got in office to streamline that and make it so that veterans can go to a doctor where they are and get the same kind of service without having to go to a VA clinic. That's so important. It's going to cause a problem in Shasta County, however, because we don't have enough doctors. So I'm anxious to see from Celestine's perspective how that's going to blend into this community, because those of us who have lost their doctor or their doctor has retired in the last few years, know how difficult it is to find a new doctor. So if you have a whole other population that's now going to be a part of that, we need more doctors.
They're doing wonderful things, and I will be a part of this too, as far as recruiting. And you know, you can recruit a doctor if it's a guy. You know, the women, I have women doctor friends up here too, and they're usually a partnership with somebody in the medical profession. Mm-hmm. Their husband's a doctor, so they come up as a team. But for men or doctors, and the wives are like, okay, let me tell you, what about the schools? What about the shopping? Why would I want my family there? And they're seeing things. They're working hard on trying to recruit doctors. And Shasta Regional is doing a major outreach for that as well. So congratulations on another note regarding the Turtle Bay passes to George. I'll have those 4 passes with your name. George Carlson, thank you for listening and for calling in, and have a good time. Turtle Bay is doing beautiful things. And, you know, we have to, you know, as we're sitting here talking about the Mueller report, that's enough to make me want to get in my car and travel as long as I can and just be with the people.
Yeah, I've got to get a good book on tape, and I'm going to kind of ignore the Mueller report for the next few days.
Deal with it later. Well, thank you, let's do an update on the weather, and then we're going to do that right again after the 8 o'clock hour. Our temperatures today will be
in 104 degrees, a low of 72, and getting warmer as the week goes on. By the weekend, we're going to do 109.
And it's currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios. This is Trish Clark and Linda Bott at the helm this morning. And coming back, we've got Celestine Travers. We're going to be talking everything that's going on with the veterans. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On Capitol Hill this hour, Robert Mueller testifying for the first time, findings of his two-year probe of Russian election meddling.
Repeating conclusions of his two-year investigation, former special counsel Robert Mueller is testifying about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Did your investigation find that the Russian government perceived it would benefit from one of the candidates winning?
Yes.
And which candidate would that be?
Well, it would be Trump.
Mueller adding,
the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
In earlier testimony, Mueller dismissed the president's claims of total exoneration on possible obstruction of justice, saying that is not what the report found.
And that's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Buckingham Palace saying that Theresa May has tendered her resignation to the Queen, who accepted it. This clearing the way for Boris Johnson to become the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. New home sales up 7% last month, but sales remain below levels of earlier this year. That would suggest that low mortgage rates and a healthy job market having only a limited impact. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin heading back to China next week for more talks aimed at resolving the trade standoff between Washington and Beijing.
My expectation is there'll be a few more meetings before we get a deal done. So I wouldn't expect we'll resolve all the issues, but the fact that we're back at the table at the direction of the two presidents is important.
Mnuchin says he'll leave for China on Monday with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. He'll spend Tuesday and Wednesday meeting with Chinese leaders. It ripped the roof off a hotel, toppled trees, knocked out power to thousands. A rare tornado cut a path across Cape Cod yesterday. No reports of any injuries. Wall Street, the Dow down 124 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Police in Bangladesh say 8 people have been killed by angry mobs following false rumors circulated online of child abductions. Authorities say all 8 of the victims were innocent of any wrongdoing.
The rumors began about 2 weeks ago. Suggestions that children were being taken and offered as sacrifices for a multi-billion dollar bridge project over the River Padma. But it's all nonsense. Bangladesh's police chief says an investigation has found none of the victims had any connection to child abduction. The rumors have created a climate of fear. Even in rural areas, people are challenging outsiders and making sure they keep their children close. Police have been ordered to try to stem the rumours, closing down websites, Facebook pages and YouTube channels carrying the lies.
The BBC's Electra Naismith. The newly installed executive team in charge of Japan's Nissan Motor Company, promising to strengthen corporate governance, bid to turn around the struggling automaker. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Washington Post reporting the Federal Trade Commission will allege that Facebook misled users about its privacy practices. Part of an expected settlement.
The Federal Business Watchdog will reportedly find that Facebook deceived users about how it handled phone numbers it asked for as part of a security feature and provided insufficient information about how to turn off a facial recognition tool for photos. Advertisers were reportedly able to target users who provided their phone number as part of a two-factor authentication security feature. The complaints will reportedly be detailed in a settlement on Wednesday. According to the Post, Facebook won't be required to admit guilt, but will have to submit to federal oversight. Keith Peters, Washington.
3 new pro-life laws had been scheduled to take effect today in Arkansas, but they will not. Those laws put on hold by a federal judge who issued a 2-week temporary restraining order blocking the statutes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to our 8 o'clock hour of Free Fire Radio. And this is Linda Bott. Carl is on his way to Sacramento for the California Advisory Citizen Council Board for the California CHP. I guess that's what it is. I just kind of elongated what the title was. But anyway, he's on the board with people, all different people that have been chosen to be on this board throughout the state of California. He always comes back with really interesting stories and what they're going to be talking about. Tuning in, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Very good morning to you, and I'm here with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Linda. I love here being here with you.
I love doing this.
Yeah. It's 77 degrees as we speak, looking for a high today of 104, low tonight of 72. And then on Thursday, again, 104, and then 74 degrees at night. Friday, 103, low of 74. And on Saturday and Sunday, 109. And that's just way too warm for me.
I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, it isn't. And it's going to stay that way through the weekend. And then on Monday, cooling down to a breezy 104, and just going to be hot for the foreseeable future, and hot and dry, and sunshiny.
And we are redeeming, every year we do our Turtle Bay fundraiser. What we donate is our paella dinner, and we do this with the Hills. And the night that was picked out is Saturday night.
Oh my God.
So there we are. Now, I don't know when it's going to cool down, but, you know, usually in the backyard, you know, the people, they later after, it's cigars and whiskey in the backyard. So we'll see where that really goes.
Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
Yes, it is.
Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. One of our lovely Anderson businesses.
They certainly are. And we really do appreciate our sponsors. So I'm going to do a quick shout-out to Cornerstone Community Bank. A community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal care. That's Cornerstone Bank. And with me this morning, and with us this morning, is Celestina Traver. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
I'm sorry
Good
that
morning,
I screwed
Celestina.
Up your name last time. I did put an S on it and whatever. But so happy to have you here. And
yeah,
we are going to be talking a lot about the veterans and what's happening with your... You have a monthly segment with us.
Yes.
And so, Carl, you've got some things to talk about, like the update on the Missions Act of 2018.
Yes, yes. I wanted to just let everybody know there's more doctors and providers are signing up, and they're signing up quickly. And I believe Shasta Regional Medical Center also... they signed up as well to be one of the... partners in the Missions Act, so that veterans can seek outside help when the VA can't meet their needs.
I think that is probably one of the biggest step forwards for our veterans that in how many years, though?
I agree. I absolutely agree.
The access to medical care, because I've been involved with the whole process of the drivers and trying to get our veterans down to Martinez and San Francisco and all of these places, and firsthand have listened to the sad stories by the drivers and the veterans alike, and this is huge.
Yeah, it is, because who wants to be stuck in a van, miserable, in pain, all crunched in there for 2.5-3 hours, depending on where you're driving? So this is huge for our community. We're rural, and this will be nice, because they're already receiving letters saying, hey, you've been selected, and this is your doctor, and you also get travel pay. And they even put the form in the back of the letter on how to get their travel pay reimbursement and everything. Even though they're in town, they still are offering it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible news.
Yeah.
Now, you've written, we're going to be bouncing all over the place, but what we're trying to do is get information to our listeners about, you know, having you on this day, which is Wednesday the 24th, and information. Now, you have written, just now launched, by the way, beautifully done.
Great newsletter.
Newsletter.
It's kind of a book. No, a pamphlet.
It is a pamphlet. It's called the Scuttlebutt Chronicles.
Yes.
And
it's great.
It's Message from the BSO, 4th of July Summer Safety Tips, PTSD Awareness, What's Happening in Shasta County, What's New in the VA Mission Act Starting June 6th, Space Travel, Space A Travel.
Yes.
Got to tell me more about that. Surviving to Thriving Story, what has the... This is wonderful. You put this together.
Yes, I did.
It's just incredible. I've been leafing through it, and I've already found 2-3 articles that I just can't wait to get to. What a wealth of information. So we're inviting all the veterans to stop by and get a copy of this, right?
Absolutely. Or they can call in and give us their email, and we'll send a copy via email.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So in the second page here, you have pictures of your staff.
Yes.
I love that.
I have a wonderful team.
You know, this is, you know, many of us can hear buh, 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 buh. You know, we're inundated with buh, you know what I mean? Words. And then to visualize this and see it in beautifully done, by the way.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I call them my hidden heroes.
Well, this is incredible. And you've got a full staff now, almost, except you've got one part-time coming soon.
I am. I just got allocated brand new. We've never had this position before. And I've been fighting for us to expand, because we have over 16,000 veterans in this community, and can you imagine how their caseload? It's over 3,000.
One of the things that I used to love when I was on the Board of Supervisors is the time that the Veterans Service Office every year would come in and give us the annual report of how much money had come into Shasta County via the Veterans Service Office. The figures blow you away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so with a veteran, and they turn around in the community, how much money comes in from federal and state grants and what have you that is turned around and spent in our community. You're one of the departments in the county that has a bigger financial impact, good financial impact,
yes,
than any of the others.
On this community, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just pulled the numbers from the last 6 months, and we pulled in $1.8 million just in 6 months, and that's back into the veterans' pockets that they get to spend in our community.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Ah, that makes me feel so good. Now, for more information on doctor specialists and urgent care facilities, visit missionact.va.gov.
Yes, you know, what we do is we take calls and information that we get from the prior 3 months, and we address it in our newsletter, after that. And one of the problems is nobody knew who to call for the Missions Act. No, the providers didn't know who to call or how to sign up. So why not give that information in our newsletter so that they know? And what if veterans have questions? Who are they? You know, what number? What email? What website?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, it's helpful. It's a helpful document.
Now, you've got an open house today. July 24th from 5 to 7, VA open. That's the VA open house today.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The VA clinic open house. And it's from 5 to 7 p.m., and they're going to go over all the new clinic. And the new clinic is supposed to open tentatively summer of 2021. They're going to go over all the information about it. And I hear that the specialty clinics that are on, let's say, Civic Center Drive in Cypress are going to still reside there. They're not moving into the large clinic on Knighton Road.
Okay.
Well, that's right, because that. I was hoping that facility wouldn't close down, so there's still a presence there for some of those things, and then go to the new one as well. We won't have a vacant building sitting over on Hartnell.
Exactly, yes. And also, I'm going to have an office there. I'm going to have an outreach office. They've offered me one. It's a little office. And then we're going to go out there and be on site.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
In the new facility. Oh,
absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah. It's a brand new venture and stakeholder relationship that we have created.
You know, and with the internet system and Wi-Fi and telecommunications that we can do now, you can have someone there that can be operating right there where the veterans are and still communicate with your staff at the downtown office, just the satellite office. That's
absolutely
marvelous.
Yes.
And make it easier for our veterans to get service.
Absolutely. And on that note, we need to take a break here. This is Linda Bott and Trish Clark here on KCNR. We're with Celestina Traver. We'll be right back here, and stay with us to the other side.
Door 55 plus, a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning program here. This is Linda Bott on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Carl, again, is in a California advisory meeting down Citizens Board for the CPA down in Sacramento. So Trish Clark is sitting in this morning.
I'm happy to be here.
And you know what's great is that we have you can see what happens. People just pop in like, this is our living room, and we like to think of it that way. And so Bill Phelan, retired Marine, just came by, and of course he's a Purple Heart recipient, and we love these guys. They've done so much for our community. And he came in and he handed me something I'm not going to read right now, but I think Carl will bring this up in a future program, about something that was put into the record Searchlight, a piece that he wrote. He said, I didn't actually write it, but I compiled it, but that means he put it together.
It's really well done about the flag, and I think it's some 20-some years ago that
he said 25 years ago.
Yeah.
He had this published in the record Searchlight, Flag Day, Appropriate Time to Give Thanks. So, you know, I'm super patriotic, and I really love the flag, and I think it's a symbolism, and I like the symbolism of the red, white, and blue flag. Reminds me, personally, of, you know, the red is the blood, the blue is the skies and the oceans, and the veins, and the white are the bones. I know that may sound gruesome, but for me, that's what I see when I sing. I like to look at the flag and think about that represents human sacrifices that happen for our freedoms.
You know, to me, the flag is, I'm the original flag waver.
Yes.
I really get into that whole spirit of the flag and our country and the ceremony of it. And I am personally affronted and sad, and it's painful for me to watch when anyone disrespects our flag in any manner.
I agree.
It's personally painful for me. The recent thing with our soccer players, and I don't want to go into that, but when I was watching that, when the flag hit the ground and got thrown aside and the other player came in and rescued it, that for me, that was the whole focus. I had no knowledge of anything else that was going on, but I was appalled at the flag being thrown on the ground like that.
Well,
absolutely painful.
I think the three of us in the room right now are in agreement with us, and of course, Celestina Traver is our guest this morning. And what's your official title?
I'm the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
So CVO.
VSO.
There you go. Sorry.
Okay, girl.
Right. We're having a blonde one right here. That was not quite a bottle blonde, but almost there. Okay. So, again, the VA open house will be tonight from 5 to 7, and that's going to be talking about about some of the things that are going to be happening with the new building that's going to be out on night. Is it Knighton Road?
Yes, it is. Yes, and across from the Veterans Home. Yes. And I want to invite everybody, if they want to know about the new home, and come to the open house. If you didn't get a chance to come to the groundbreaking, please come here and listen to John Black and how everything he has to say.
Well, we want to keep this on a positive note, but you have been experiencing vandalism.
We have. And you know, I do want to stay positive, but I also want to be real. We're having a real problem in Shasta County, and I just want people to know that we're going to add cameras now. We'll probably add them this week or next week. There's been vandalism to our monument. This morning when I come in, someone had urinated all over the front of our door and the front of our place, and I have to get that cleaned up because then they track it inside our office. And so there's some real things going on that I need to take precautions with.
Okay, so I didn't realize that our number has gone up. So this, according to what I'm reading here, there are 16,000 veterans in Shasta County.
Yes, a little over 16,000. Plus, we serve their spouses and dependents.
Now, Celestina, when those numbers, where do we get those numbers? Is that the people that have registered with you?
No, this isn't census.
It's a census.
Yes.
So, because how many of those are actually coming in to you or talking to you for services?
We have ongoing a little over 9,000 currently on our caseload, and each of my vet reps have over 3,000 apiece. Current claims open is over 200 ongoing cases.
It's good to remind the young people that are coming back into Shasta County who have finished their tours that even though you're only 25 years old or you're only 30 years old, you really need to come in and register.
Yes,
with the Veterans Service Office. That you have benefits that are due you. Maybe they're college benefits. Maybe they're home ownership. There's all kinds of things available to you when you have served this country. And they need to be reminded that maybe they're not looking for anything right now, but they need to come in and find out what's out there for them.
I agree. They have state benefits that's connected to California, and then they have federal benefits. And we want to reach every single veteran to let them know what their benefits are, whether they tap into them now or later. Mm-hmm. You know, they have these wonderful CalVet home loans. They can buy a home at such a low cost. And
maybe they want to go to college. They have college benefits. Or maybe your kids want to go to college. Check in. You're a veteran. We owe you.
Absolutely.
And these are some of the things that we've set up and we want people to take advantage of.
Here's something new in the newsletter. As of 2020, 3 million more veteran and spouses will get military shopping benefits on military installations. So, in other words, commissary.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we don't have, you know, commissary is in Beale, at Beale, and there's a commissary at Travis.
Correct. And
so
they're going to be able to come on military installations and not only be at the commissary, but be able to use the MWR. The MWR is where you buy tickets to Disneyland or Disney World or to the Sacramento Zoo or to San Francisco on some sort of tour. And you can get them at a military discounted price. And so now they're going to open this up as of January 2020. This is pretty exciting that any disabled veteran at any disability percentage can now be eligible for this.
Wow.
Yes, it's huge. And on top of that, they're opening it up to the VA caregivers and their whole family. And so the caregivers are going to be able to access the military installations.
So this was John McCain National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2019. It authorizes Purple Heart recipients, all service-disabled veterans, and those who have been prisoners of war and primary caregivers of veterans to shop at military facilities. So,
correct.
You know, kudos for his work.
Yes,
and getting that passed.
Absolutely. This is exciting because not only commissary, but they can go to the uniform store and get their patches. They can get their, they can go to the PX, mm-hmm. and go Christmas shopping or go and get really good deals because, you know, it's tax-free.
I was amazed at it because I don't have military right in my family where I've ever had that, but I have friends that went to, when I was back in Virginia, that's a nice place to shop. There's all kinds of stuff, and it's really inexpensive in a lot of cases.
Absolutely.
Well, tax-free. Yeah. So, really, the Beale isn't, you know, we've gone to Beale because that's where I went to go get my military ID, being a spouse, and that's also my insurance card. So, but Travis is a nice one, and the one down in San Diego is like, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Yes, we go to Travis quite often, and you can buy your tickets once this becomes available online through the MWR on your phone or your tablet, and you don't have to go down to Travis. Sometimes they will email them to you. You can pick them up, or you can pick them up at Travis, either or.
So, okay, so I'm looking at the fact that we have the open house tonight. We've got the thing about the doctor, the CARE Act, which is I think that's what it was called, where the doctors are signing up for
the Missions Act.
Mm-hmm. And what other news do we have here in the next few minutes before we take our next break?
All right. I wanted to let everybody know that about our Wounded Warrior Project. I know that there's been a lot of positive and negatives in the news, but Wounded Warrior Project just recently reformulated and changed everything, people, staff, and their rules. And we have actual Wounded Warrior mentor here in Shasta County for the first time, and they're starting to do like paint nights and houseboats and on the beach trips for Wounded Warriors and their families, and that's with their children and everything. So I wanted to let every post 9/11 veteran that's in Shasta County know, please sign up. What you do is you sign up for the Wounded Warrior online. You have to show your DD-214, so you have to download it and give information. But once you do, you get this email. And every time they email you, they tell you what things are happening in Shasta County, and you just sign up and you go to them, and it's free. Everything's free.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they're talking about cattlemen's and everything.
All right, we're going to take a break on that note. We do have some callers coming in. Hopefully they're, question for some of the stuff we're talking about. And anyway, so KCNR 96.5 FM, this is Linda Bott, and along with Trish Clark and Celestina Traver. We'll be right back.
In the town where I was raised, clock ticks and the cattle graze. Time passed with amazing grace back where I come from. You can lie on a riverbank, paint your name on a water tank, miscount all the beers you drank back where I come from.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, because freedom don't come free. I'm an American.
Amen, sister. Okay, I can just, like, cry over that stuff. Yeah, there we are. Okay. Can you tell we're a bunch of blubbering patriots?
What an honor to be in a room full of that, because that's where it's at. That's what this whole country... I've just got to tell you, I got an email from a friend up in Oregon just recently, and he was in the Redwoods, and just kind of walking around with his brother and what have you, and came across a memorial that was put up by an old family, and the bottom of it, it was for the Declaration of Independence. And it was on a base of a tree kind of thing, and it's just going, it's decaying, and no one's taking care of it. And while they were walking around in this area, there was this young person that was reading this plaque. And I wish I should have brought it up before I started. It just popped into my head. The bottom line of it said the only country, is the Declaration of Independence, the only country founded one nation under God. And the young person scoffed and was joking. And it made my friend, he said, I wanted to go take that little kid and wring his neck. Because he was scoffing at this declaration under God. But the important thing is, it's just decaying there. And he said to me, what do we do about that? I looked at that, and how do you save that? They're just allowing it to just go to disrepair and fall away.
Probably law. This is the first thing that comes into my mind. Laws have changed from where they were able to go in and do that 30 years ago.
I said, we need to find out what congressional district that was in. I just answered his email. And hopefully it's in a congressional district of a congressman in the Redwoods and the coast. I'm not sure probably not going to happen. I said, either that or we can just carve it out and put it in one of our backyards and save it. Anyway.
Well,
you hate to see that happen.
I do. Yeah. I do. I'm with you. And it's almost like when you're at a gathering at a table and people want to say a prayer. Everybody hold hands and say a prayer, and they'll say, in Jesus' name. Now, some at the table may not agree with that, have a different religion, a different outlook. But I will say we do have one nation under God. You may want to look at your money and your lots of things that we have one nation under God. When Apollo landed on the moon, we talked about this the other day, that I think it was Walter Cronkite that said everybody across, we asked for everybody's prayers. Oh, it was not the one that was Apollo landed on the moon. It was that one. It's where they were orbiting, and they weren't sure that these guys were going to get back. I think Apollo 13. And they showed the wailing of the wall. They were asking them to pray in their own way. Mm-hmm. People across the country, they had the Pope. They showed that people across the world and throughout the world, please pray for our men to get back. Do you think that anybody would say that today on the news? Please pray.
No, I think not, because even as our Congress is interviewing people, they're leaving out under God when they're swearing them in, and someone on the Republican side each and every time will say they didn't take the oath right, and then they'll go back and say, well, they can choose to if they want to. It's up to them whether they want to swear under God or not. I want to just jump through the TV every time I see that.
Well, our when we say the flag, or when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we say one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Absolutely.
That's right.
With your hand over your heart. It is in the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, which you are pledging allegiance to the flag, which is the symbol of the United States of America, United States. So let's talk about the Scuttlebutt Chronicles. We had a caller that called in and said, wait, could you please give me this information again? What happens with radio is that we talk, things go by quickly, and people may be driving in and out of the house, in and out of their garages, and can we get this information to them one more time? And maybe don't really have access to a computer or whatever, because not everybody's on an Apple 10 trying to figure it out and calling 911 by accident. So let's figure it out. So let's tell them what to do.
All right. So you can come by our office at 1855 Shasta Street, and that's in Reading. And you can come by and pick up a copy in our lobby. You can email me, Celestina Traver, at CTRAVER at co.shasta.ca.us. So CTraver at Shasta, or co.shasta.ca.us. And you can give me an email, and I will send the newsletter to you as a link, PDF.
Okay, let's go back to what, because we were talking about that plaque under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Declaration of Independence Grove. And the donors are the DeCamp family. Lieutenant Colonel Austin DeCamp, 1884, and these are like, wow, passed away in 1977. And then another DeCamp and another DeCamp. So three DeCamps. 1886, 1968, one was 1883, 1965. They live long lives. Established in tribute to their country, the United States of America, first nation in history to be founded on God.
So is that in a federal park?
Well, it's in the Redwoods, and I haven't done the research now to find out. I wrote back to him and said, where is it? But it's on. It looks like it's a wooden base around a tree.
That's
just kind of, it's in the Redwoods. They were, so I don't know exactly where it is, but I'm investigating that.
Yeah.
The part that bothered me was the young family and the kids and scoffing at the God part.
Well, I'm just going to say this. I mean, it's our duty as individuals and as women, because I think I'm not saying that we are the spiritual nurturers. I really believe that we're the spiritual nurturers of our family. That it's really our duty that regardless of what your feelings are, is that you still respect and honor the fact that that's in respect of someone's lives. And
mm-hmm.
those were their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to scoff it, kick it, spit it, spit on it, do whatever, but just respect it in grace of that, what that is. And just, we should teach that.
And with the plaques and the statues and all of those things, whether we agree or disagree now, that is our history.
It
happened. It those things are put up there to remind us what happened then. If we totally disagree with it now, put a little plaque down there and say, boy, were they wrong. But don't tear it down. You can't change our history and have us respect and know where we're going. You can wipe out all those statues. It doesn't change what happened. Not teaching how we got where we are doesn't change how we got there.
So,
I just hate that whole thing of destroying our past.
It's a slippery slope.
It is. But I think that we need to be respectful of other people and how they felt at that time. Yes. What if they didn't believe that, but they don't have to behave that way? It's the behavior and the lack of tolerance of others,
right,
and allowing others to feel the way they do, you know, is disrespectful.
We need to agree to disagree peacefully.
Right, right. And that's,
exactly.
And that's our moment as mothers and mentors to teach, to be able to, you know, you don't have to teach through sternness, but through kindness and by example. And let's, if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit why Trish is here, because she was supposed to be here Thursday and came today, and we're so excited about, you know, of course, Celestina Traver here talking about all the things that are going on, some great things going on with the, you know, everything veterans and the clinics and all that. But you...
I just want to give a shout out about the great fundraiser that we had for the Frontier Senior Center last Saturday night. And I just want to thank the community out there, because speaking of veterans and what have you, we serve the senior population. A lot of them are veterans down in South County. And this, the Anderson Rotary put on a great prime rib dinner for us at the fairgrounds. We had a good turnout. We hope, I mean, it was our first annual.
Really?
We're looking at doing this every year because, you know, it's important that our seniors have this place to be and place to go throughout our community. And the services we offer there, the Frontier Senior Center is not a government operation of any kind. We don't have any grant funds. We're not part of the city, county, anything. So we are owned and operated by seniors for seniors. And everything we do is by donation and the goodness of the community and the rentals that we do. So I just want to remind everybody that was a great success. Thank everyone, including KCNR, who had a table at our event. And all the other businesses out there that pitched in and made this such a great event for the Senior Center. We raised some money. That's important. And we just want to thank everybody for that and remind them that we're down there and again, remind people that it's not a government operation. So if they want to continue to be there for the seniors, we'll be at you again all the time for these donations.
So were the funds that were raised, that goes to just keeping the lights on and
Absolutely.
Things cleaned up? And
Absolutely. You know, it's like owning a great big house. You constantly have those renovations and things that need to be done. And in reality, the Frontier Senior Center has suffered through a lot of the things, the changes in laws that distribute the Older Americans Act funds and the Older Californians Act that have now gone from being for seniors to seniors and disabled, and so that money now is being spread over a bigger pot, and all of the programs, such as the Shasta Senior Nutrition Lunch Program, is totally different under Dignity Health, and we lost that contract at the Frontier Senior Center that we'd had since we opened. They did a lunch program there. They paid rent for the facility. Now they kind of deliver a few meals for the seniors in the homebound thing. We lost that $600 a month, a couple of dance groups that kind of just not as many of the seniors are dancing as much, I guess. A lot of those programs go away. So those were another couple small contracts that we had. Bottom line, you know, our expenses have stayed about the same, gotten more, and prices of things go up. The revenue has kind of gone down. So we're kind of going in the hole every month, about $1,000 a month, and this money is kind of there to, you know, we do these fundraisers to make that up. So remind everybody out there that this is a great facility to rent. You can rent it for all kinds of different things, and give us a call.
And we're going to take a break on that right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Trish, we love that place.
Oh, can't have too many guns or too many diamonds.
Too many diamonds. We'll be right back.
Three stars to be living here today. Because the flag still stands for freedom. And they can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her spirit today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Fit River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Stay tuned for an important message for conservative Republican voters.
This is former California Republican Party Chairman Jim Brulte, and I'm on your radio today supporting Assembly candidate Megan Dolley. Megan Dolley is the kind of Reagan Republican we need, a no-nonsense conservative. Megan is tough, smart. She's got real-world experience as a small businesswoman. You can count on Megan Dolley to do what's right for the North State.
I'm Republican Megan Dolley. I've spent my whole life here in the North State. I'm a farmer, wife, and mother. I strongly oppose overregulation and higher taxes. And I will vote to protect Prop 13. I'll fight to secure our border and end the sanctuary state policies that protect illegal alien criminals. In the Assembly, I'll work as hard for the North State as I do for my own family. We are strong together.
Ad paid for by Megan Dolley for Assembly.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Linda Bott along with Trish Clark and Celestina Traver here, who is the VSO of
Shasta County.
Shasta County
Veteran Service Officer.
That's right. And you're an Army veteran.
I am. I served in the Army and I was a military police.
Wow.
I carried a 60 gunner. I was a 60 gunner. I carried a 60 gun. You know the ones that Rambo carries?
Yeah.
That's it. That's my weapon.
Oh, bless you.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I had to walk sideways to get through the door jams. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm so impressed. Do you have any hearing issue from
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely. What?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think about that because we watch some of these documentaries from World War II, they did not have air protection.
Well, you know, I have to say that is something new because a lot of us didn't start doing that until the last 20 years or so when that really became apparent. But we used to do a lot of stuff that we didn't use air protection for.
Well, how are you supposed to use hearing protection when you're firing a weapon and in some sort of combat, war thing,
environment,
and you can't see or hear anybody. Oh, well, you can see, but you can't hear anybody.
You can't plug your ears. You got to be listening.
Gunfire's coming. Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah, it's not practical.
Well, I understand from the producers we had some streaming issues earlier, and that's been worked out. I'm trying to figure out with my computer is doing a little blocked up. But anyway, so we really appreciate our chat pack. And Sun Gold, you had written in there about your radio, about small radios when the power goes out. We were talking about these rolling blackouts and what happens.
That's going to be a big, that's a whole show about these rolling blackouts that PG&E is talking about. I just got another email from them. This is a big deal. Where they're just going to arbitrarily be slapping these on you with not much warning, from what I can tell. I'm not usually a reactionary to those kind of things, but having gone through that last year with the snow, and I was out without power for about 5 days, and I realized that my big issue was water. That's bad enough in the wintertime. You just can't flush your toilet. But in the summertime, you can't water for 4 or 5 days. Whoa.
Well, yeah. I'm happy to know that there's a place, the Veteran Services of Shasta County, that there's a place that people can go to and find out about your services. Because, you know, as I get older and I have more of a heart for older people, and what goes through when we do start to feel that, you know, people are losing their hearing and can't see as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's an isolation that happens because you're afraid that you can't engage or with the theft that is happening and some of the laws that have been passed, and just to try to keep a positive attitude. So it's important to go in and see Celestina and her people that are going to help you, help our veterans to have a place that they can go to and get answers.
Absolutely. And I do want to real quick remind everybody that I have two vet reps, almost over 16,000 veterans. We have sometimes a line out the door, 18 to 22 people, and my vet reps can only see so many. So please be patient, and you might be asked to come back in the afternoon. I do have one in training, but he's not on the floor yet. And so I'm just asking everybody to, you know, take that into consideration, that we are trying to help everybody as they need it.
Is it good to make an appointment?
We don't do appointments. We're walk-in only.
Okay.
And we're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 4. And I suggest getting there half hour before we open, either at 8:30 or at 1.
Very good.
Yes.
And again, be patient because they'll get to you. But we're so lucky to have the great services we have. They are just expanding. Another rep. I think it's great. You're going to have a presence out there at the new clinic. That's great. And this newsletter, Celestina, is just a wealth of information. I invite the veterans to get online and get, and you can email it to them.
Absolutely.
Or they can stop by and pick up a copy of it. But it's great, great information.
Thank you.
And again, what we discussed earlier, if you're tuning in, is the Missions Act that of Shasta Regional Medical Center has just joined in, where you know, you have to sign up and be involved. I don't know what kind of paperwork is involved with being able to reach out for our veterans, since we have 16,000 here.
Yes.
So congratulations to Shasta Regional, and I'm sure.
Yes,
can you name a few others, perhaps, of doctors or?
No, I can't, but mm-hmm. There is a website in our newsletter that you can go on, and you can actually see what doctors have signed up, and you can check that weekly. And every time a doctor signs up, they're added to the website, and voila, it's there. So
Fantastic. It's
pretty organized. Yes, I'm very impressed.
Fantastic. And again, just a reminder, if you're just tuning in, there is a VA open house tonight from 5 to 7. That's on Hartnell, but they're going to be talking about the new clinic that's opening in 2021 and what you can expect there. Speaking of veterans, our Veteran of the Year and Italian of the Year, Frank Rose, just walked in. Carl's not here to set your appointments. But we love you. Come on in. Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to have to take, well, we're about ready to sign off on our show, but come over here and say hi.
Sure enough, and I'm wearing one of the good shirts that Rush
Stand Limbaugh up for had. Betsy Ross, the Rush Limbaugh shirt. Yes.
Thank
the
you.
Original, and if you haven't been following that, I mean, gosh, they're selling off the shelf. Good for you.
That's so good. That is, you know, this is what we love about our show. And again, our doors are always open here at 1326 Market Street. Come on by and tell us what you think, or send us a note or an email. And thank you, Trish. Enjoy your trip, your long road trip. I know you're going for a funeral. Just celebrate a life.
We're going for a celebration of life, and a special life of my friend since I was 14 years old. So
sad.
Yeah.
But you're making the trip.
Yeah.
The Mecca.
This is what we do. We live each day at a time.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Trish Clark, Linda Bott signing off, and thank you, Celestina. We'll see you tomorrow. Carl will be here, and lots of good stuff on the agenda. Have a great day. Gonna stand
my ground won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. In his first public testimony since issuing his 448-page report on Russian interference in the 2016 elections, former special counsel Robert Mueller is disputing White House claims of total cooperation with his probe.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
Did the president refuse the request to be interviewed by you and your team?
Yes.
Yes. And is it true that you tried for more than a year to secure an interview with the president?
Yes.
Democrats focusing on possible obstruction of justice. Texas Republicans.